We check in now with Gina Thomas, who covers the Falcons for thefalcoholic.com, SB Nation's home for Atlanta Falcons content. The Falcons today, Gina, they end up blowing an early lead to the Tampa Bay Bucs at home and lose this one in the Georgia Dome, falling to 0-1 to begin the season. But in terms of things that you think you know about the Falcons this season, like what did they show you today in week one?
Unfortunately, what they showed us is that a lot of the issues that plagued this team last year, difficulty converting third downs, difficulty stopping other teams from converting third downs, even when it's a third and long, and then especially for the offense, just trouble converting trips to the red zone into scores. I think that those issues continued to plague this team today, and so that's very concerning. The other thing that we saw is kind of a lack of discipline. They had a lot of penalties from veteran players, guys who know better, penalties that you just cannot afford. A couple of times, Adrian Claiborne had penalties that directly led to the Buccaneers scoring points. And then we had some pre-snap penalties on offense that were really disappointing from veterans. So just a lot of things for this team to clean up.
Now, I will admit to watching this on NFL's Red Zone, right? So this was one of the earlier kickoffs. They're bouncing across 8 or 10 different games. It's like, oh, Winston throws another touchdown. Look at him. He's carving them up. So I will cop to not watching each and every play like you did. But I saw some of the scoring plays, and he looked tremendous. But getting to the Falcons, I know one of the issues that they've been trying to resolve for a while is the pass rush. And I look at the box score here, and I see 0 sacks. So in terms of that, is that one of those situations where the box score actually does tell the picture of what went on in the game? Is that something they need to work on as well?
Yeah, it absolutely is. And this is a team that has really failed to bring adequate pressure on opposing quarterbacks for several seasons. I mean, really, I think the last time that they were able to be disruptive in that way, John Abraham was still on the team. So it has been probably since 2012. So that's something that they've really worked to improve. They added Derek Shelby in the offseason. They brought in Dwight Freeney. So they've, you know, taken steps to address that deficiency, but we're not really seeing the results yet. And really, coming away with 0 sacks today was, I know, a big disappointment for the team and definitely for the fans.
And I know at least going into the season with Kyle Shanahan as the offensive coordinator, people were thinking, okay, well, maybe it just didn't click for Matt Ryan in his first season, but the rushing game, that's probably going to be pretty solid with the season that Devonta Freeman had last year. And I look today and I see that 22 carries for 52 yards, not the greatest start to begin the season. From your eyes, is this Tampa just having a better defensive front than maybe we anticipated, or is that a greater concern for the Falcons?
Yeah, I do think that in this particular case, Tampa Bay has a ton of talent on defense. And it's also a situation where their new defensive coordinator was Atlanta's head coach for a number of years. So he's able to really anticipate Matt Ryan's tendencies and that sort of thing. I do think that familiarity for the Bucs helped a great deal in this game. So I do think that in this case, it's probably easier to attribute it to that.
All right, let's move on to Matt Ryan, at least looking at the yardage, 334 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. It looks like he had a terrific game, but again, like I said, I was watching the red zone. I wasn't watching each and every play for the Falcons. What did you think of his performance tonight?
I think that Ryan's performance was probably one of the most encouraging things about this game, because Ryan really struggled last season in Shanahan's offense. And so he really did look very settled, very poised for the most part today. He did not turn the ball over. That was a huge problem last season. You know, he ended the season with, I think, 16 picks and 12 fumbles. So was able to take care of the football today. Really, you know, statistically did very well. So I do think that Matt Ryan's performance today was definitely one of the more encouraging things about this game.
Now, Gina, I'm looking at the Falcons schedule right now. Right now we're talking to Gina Thomas, Falcons beat reporter for thefalcoholic.com, SB Nation's home for the Atlanta Falcons. I'm Lewis Woodard. This is SB Nation Radio. I'm looking at the schedule, and it's at Raiders, it's at New Orleans, Panthers, at Broncos, at Seahawks. I mean, the first 6 games of the season look really brutal from a Falcons perspective. Like, where do you think are there opportunities to get back on track? I mean, if you start out 1-5 or 2-4, it seems like a very hard place to build your way out of.
It really is, and I have said here recently that if the Falcons come out of this 6-game stretch with a .500 record, I'm going to be pretty impressed, because it is very difficult. I do think that the Saints present an opportunity to for the Falcons to get a win, and also the Panthers. Yes, the Panthers are a very good team, but the Falcons were able to hand them their only regular season loss of the 2015 season. So I know that they're capable of doing that. And then the Saints are still struggling defensively, and so I do think that they'll have an opportunity to come away with a win there, too. As far as a third window in that stretch, I mean, it really is a very difficult slate of games. So I do not anticipate them beating the Raiders next week. I know that that's where all of their focus is going to be right now, and it really needs to be, because the Raiders look like a very complete, very solid football team today.
And let's just say that the Falcons end up having kind of a middling 6-10, 7-9, 8-8 kind of season. They haven't played in the playoffs, I don't think, since 2012. I know it's just the second year in the new Quinn administration, if you will, but what do you think that kind of a season would mean for this organization?
Well, I think that if you see this team finish with a losing record or even at .500, I think that Thomas Dimitroff has essentially worn out his welcome. I don't think that the team has had adequate talent to really get the job done, and I think that's probably been the bigger issue over the past few seasons. And when you look at issues like the entire 2012 draft class is out of the league. I mean, not even with other teams, they're just out of the league. They're not good enough to play on other teams. And so I think that that's a real indictment of the way that he has managed building this team. And so I do think that if the Falcons do not finish with a winning record, and maybe even if they don't make the playoffs, I think that you could see Thomas Dimitroff move on. If the offense isn't more effective, and I mean, the offense was pretty effective today. If they're not more effective, I think that you could see the team part ways with Kyle Shanahan. But I do think that Quinn will get another season to kind of build this team the way that he wants to.
All right, final question for Gina Thomas of thefalcoholic.com. Gina, you touched on the Raiders game next weekend and how you don't necessarily think the Falcons are going to win that game. When you sort of look ahead to that matchup, what are some things that you think the Raiders present that are real challenges?
Well, I think that Carr is just playing really well, and Amari Cooper is, he's been impressive to me. I think that I have him on all of my fantasy teams. I really, really like him as a receiver, and I think that he just has big play potential. And the Falcons showed today that they're struggling with that. The Bucs were able to manage several big plays, you know, I mean, chunks of, you know, 15, 23, 30 yards. So I think that that's a real danger for this Falcons team. And then defensively, Khalil Mack, I think, is one of the most talented pass rushers in the league. And, you know, that concerns me. I mean, this line has let Matt Ryan take a lot of hits over the last couple of seasons, and so it's going to be really interesting to see how they match up with him. But he is a dangerous player, so I think that he presents a real challenge.
All right, guys, once again, she is Gina Thomas. You can find her on Twitter, at Gina Thomas. You can read her work, thefalcoholic.com, SB Nation's home for the Atlanta Falcons. Gina, really appreciate your analysis on the Falcons tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.